You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning to one and all, and welcome to Thursday. It is Thursday, the last of June. Yes, the last day, 30th. It's scary, isn't it? Could be July tomorrow. Hey, lovely to be with you. Welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And starting us off this morning, as we do, a few things just relevant to today's date, 30th of June, in the world of entertainment, including, sports, all kinds of things. Let's start off going back to the year 1936, Margaret Mitchell's romantic novel, Gone with the Wind. It was published on this day in 1936. 1939, Frank Sinatra made his first appearance with the Harry James Band. And last but not least for now, 1962, Los Angeles Dodger, Sandy Koufax. He pitched his first no-hitter in a game. This was with the New York Mets.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Well, we go. That's not a bad start, is it, for a Thursday morning? Van Halen there, Can't Stop Loving You. And that was released back in 1995. It was the third single off of their 10th album, which was called Balance. And the song emerged after producer Bill Fairbairn asked for a more pop-orientated song. Well, instead of searching for his archives, Eddie Van Halen decided to write new music from scratch, and the rest is history, and jolly good it is too. If you keep an eye on the time, this morning's breakfast show, 7 minutes right now after the hour, 6 o'clock.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Sometimes you're crazy, Sometimes I wonder if it will ever end. You get so mad at me when I go out with my friends. Sometimes you're crazy, then you wonder why. I'm such a baby, yeah, the dolphins make me cry.
Both from the 90s, started right at the beginning of the 90s, in fact recorded, and that was recorded in 1990, released in May the 13th of 1991, Peace in My Heart, and it was a song co-written and performed by American contemporary R&B singer Tara Kemp, issued as the second single. That was off her eponymous debut album, and it was her second consecutive top 10 hit on the Billboard Hot 100, got to number 7. And following on from that, yes, you got it, that was Hootie, in, together with the Blowfish. And that was 1994 when that was released. It was called Let Her Cry, and it was released in December of 1994, second single off of their debut album, and that was called Cracked a Rear View. Became a top 10 hit in Australia, Canada, Iceland, and the United States. And in Germany, by the way, it got an award for the best pop performance by a duo or group with vocals. That was 1966. Time on the Breakfast Show. Keeping an eye on the time with just a few seconds. That's after the after 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. And it is that time, yes, for the last time in the month of June. Soon in July. You know what happens the month after July, don't you? Of course you do. Christmas decorations. On the Breakfast Show, in the shower with you this morning, got the Real McCoy for you. And another night. That's it. Yes, you got it. Royal McCoy, Real McCoy, the song Another Night in the Shower this morning. Out. On your way. On your way to wherever it is you're going on the last day of June. Yes, it is 30th of June, 1st of July tomorrow. Doesn't seem possible, does it? I tell you what, we do have a guest coming in a little bit later on. No Dr. Computer today. But we do have a guest in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. I'm going to tell you more about that a little bit later on. Keep you in suspenders. Keep you in suspense. Why not? Plenty of great music, of course, going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. We'll be checking in with our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, and also with Yasmin, see what she's been up to, where she's been invited to this time. I tell you what, next song on my playlist, this always reminds me of a good friend of mine, John Akers. He never listens to the radio, so he won't hear it, but it always reminds me of him for the simple reason. The only thing he ever used to do, he'd be sitting down, all of a sudden he would start singing the opening lines to this song. I never heard him sing any other of the lines to the song. Here we go, love is in the air.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel safe, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when.
Classic that is. John Paul Young there. Yes, and it's, that's what's called Love is in the Air. If you keep an eye on the time, we are 23 and a half minutes after 6 o'clock.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
Can never go wrong with that, can you? Oh, ABBA and Dancing Queen on this morning's Breakfast Show.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica.
The good news must be announced. I tell you that for the first time in Panama, they will be auctioning properties of all prices and all types. If you want to make a good investment or buy the property of your dreams, this is the time. Add emotion to your investment. Financing with the bank of your choice. Sign up from today. Spaces are limited, so call 6999-0303 or call 302-0303. 1903. The date is the 30th of June at the Acobea Real Estate Expo Fair. And I tell you what, guess who our guest is in the 8 o'clock hour this morning? It is Senor Ricardo Campos, and he's going to be talking exactly about that, Acobea, the house auctions that are coming up. So he is an expert in auctions, and he'll be chatting to us. That's in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. So yeah, if you want to go in, get an auction, and auctioning off apparently all kinds of houses. So more about that later on this morning here on The Breakfast Show. And it is that time on the program. What we're going to do is we're going to take a look, and we're going to look at some of the local news headlines, or some of the news items that we're going to be looking at a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Three people died in the last 24 hours due to COVID-19, and 1,828 newly infected with the virus. This was highlighted in the Ministry of Health report for Wednesday. Now, according to them, four deaths from previous dates are updated, and so the accumulated number of deaths now from the virus amounts to 8,359. In the last 24 hours, they applied 10,012 tests, giving us a positivity of 18.3%, and we seem to be stuck on that number, don't we? 18 to 19%, we're not moving. Active cases in the country, 15,188. Of those, 14,966 are in home isolation, and 222 are hospitalised. Now, those in isolation, they're divided into 14,956 at home and 10 in the so-called hospital hotels. Now, those hospitalised, we have 189 in the wards and 33 in the intensive care units. The Ministry of Health announced that as of today, Thursday, the immunisation against COVID-19 for the paediatric population, that's 5 to 11 years of age, will continue, including the application of the first booster. Now, health authorities reported that this Wednesday they received a batch with 252,000 paediatric doses from the pharmaceutical company Pfizer, which were distributed in the different health regions. It was, by the way, reported that the first and second doses will be applied, as well as the first reinforcement, the third dose, against the new coronavirus with this age group. The Supreme Court of Justice did not admit a claim of unconstitutionality which was filed by the mayor of the District of Panama, José Luis Fábrega. This is against the resolution of the Regional Directorate of Electoral Organization of Panama on the 3rd of March of this year, which endorsed the collection of signatures to request the recall referendum of the mayor. The ruling, under the presentation of Magistrate José Ayo Prado, specifies that the lawsuit filed by lawyer Carlos Carrillo on behalf of Fábrega does not explain with certainty what the act that is being challenged is and the concept of the infraction. And the ruling even indicates that at times the plaintiff lacks arguments regarding the act that would violate the Constitution, and that Carrillo's brief was confused, had confusing wording. And the Third Administrative Electoral Court lifted the criminal electoral jurisdiction of former President of the Republic, Ricardo Martinelli. This is with regards to the Odebrecht case. This is stated in an edict published on the morning of this Wednesday, yesterday. It must be remembered that Martinelli had been granted this privilege due to the internal elections of the Realizing Goals party that took place last April. Well, the defense of the former Panamanian president has now two business days to file an appeal before the plenary session of the Tribunal Electoral. Agricultural cargo carriers and international cargo maintain partial closes on some roads in the province of Chiriquí to demand concrete responses from the government of Laurentino Cortizo about the rise in fuel prices. This Wednesday morning, the protesters completely closed the Inter-American Highway, and this was in the sector of crossing towards Gualaca that leads to Bocas del Toro, specifically in the area of the Chiriquí Corrimiento. But hours later, they decided to open a single section of the road. They're saying, we ask for a new proposal from the government which is good for everyone. Otherwise, the closures and vigils will continue in different sectors of the province. This is from Levignon, who is the head of this group. In Panama City, the Minister of Commerce and Industry, Federico Alfaro Boyd, referred to the protest actions of these carriers. The official emphasized that all actions have consequences, and that in this case the result is the impact on the supply chain that affects the ability of Panamanians to access these products. And I can speak from experience, because we were going to have salad last night, but you couldn't find a lettuce. Went to the supermarket, they didn't have any. I mean, these people are affecting everybody else. They want the government to cap the price at $3.95 for gasoline for everybody. Nobody seems to say where this money's going to come from. You know, we all know what the problem is. It's a worldwide issue. You'll hear more about that in the international news later on, because of the war in Ukraine. Now, if you have a problem, go and complain to them. I mean, where does the money keep coming from? Gets me really frustrated. As you could probably tell. A criminal complaint against the director of the Civil Aviation Authority, the AAC, Gustavo Perez Morales, and of air safety, Abdiel Fernandez, was filed with the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office after an investigation by La Prensa revealed that the entity was being used as a springboard for personal business. The criminal complaint for the alleged commission of crimes against the public administration and its modalities of corruption of public servants, influence peddling, illicit association to commit a crime, money laundering, and illicit enrichment was filed by the lawyer Justino Gonzalez. And Senor Gonzalez goes on to say the head of air safety applies for himself the certification as TAN, and he approves himself. This is absurd. This is a crime, says Gonzalez. And the tropical cyclone that moves to the south of the Caribbean Sea is projected to pass near the north of Panama on Friday, that's tomorrow, announced the hydrometeorology department of the transmission company ETESA. Now, according to the latest report from CINEPROC, the winds of the cyclone, which is moving through the Venezuelan Caribbean, began to gain strength, and vigilance is maintained in Colombia and the Central American Caribbean. And a little bit of sweet and sour, according to the report. Yes, this is from the National Secretary of Energy. He announced on Wednesday that gasoline prices will register a decrease. That's the sweet. The sour is low sulfur diesel will have a slight increase. Now, according to the report, the cost of 95-octane gasoline will drop 7 cents to $1.52 a litre, while 91-octane gasoline will drop 8 cents to $1.37 a litre. With respect to low sulfur diesel, it is specified that the registered an increase of 1 cent and will be sold at $1.41 per litre. The new gasoline price is going to take effect with effect from tomorrow morning, Friday, the 1st of July, and will run through until the 15th. With these adjustments, by the way, the maximum price per gallon of 95-octane gasoline will be $5.75, and 91-octane gasoline will be at $5.14, low sulfur diesel $5.29. This is in the cities of Panama and Colón, but the rest of the country prices vary according to distance due to transportation costs. That, of course, is dependent on anybody transporting, I suppose. At least if you're transporting gasoline, you just got to plug into the big container thing on the back, haven't you? That should be relatively easy. Time on The Breakfast Show, 21 minutes. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're with you right through till 10. Don't forget to do stick around. Back to the music with Captain Hollywood's project. Just simply called Kick, and that was from Def Leppard, relatively new released earlier this year. And I tell you what, we're just going to take a deep breath, and we're going to join Will Young. Why Does It Hurt? You are keeping on the time. We're just making our way to 13 minutes. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show.
Building in my mind, how can I get out of here?
So we started off with Will Young and Why Does It Hurt? This one, Dinah Ross, and I Still Believe, which came off of her latest album, just released this year. I tell you what, God bless. She's still with us. I was watching her at Glastonbury. She was one of the big acts, the finally, you know, sort of last day's acts, Dinah Ross. And I don't know. Spoiled it a little bit for me because she was basically off tune and, you know, just not 100%. It's one of those things, you know, I say God bless her. She's, you know, provided me with music for a lot of my lifetime. But there is a time, unless you can do, you know, I mean, Paul McCartney's 80 and he's sort of on the ball. But, yeah, I was a little bit disappointed, a little bit upset about it, but that's just me. Time on The Breakfast Show, 5.5 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to look at local international news at the top of the hour.
I hear a voice in my mind. I know her face by heart. Heaven and earth are moving in my soul. I don't know where to start. Tell me the words you define, the way I feel about someone so fine. How do you talk to an angel? How do you hold it close to where you are? How do you talk
They're called The Heights, and the song is How Do You Talk to an Angel? And it's brought us, we're just a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour, from 7 o'clock. Just to remind you, we've got a guest coming in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We're going to be talking about property. Well, we're going to be talking specifically about auctioning property, which is all rather exciting. Our friends at Echo Beer. We've got Senor Ricardo Campos coming in. There's an event coming up. We'll be talking all about that. It includes auctioning of property, of houses, and that is what our topic is going to be, 8 o'clock this morning. Unfortunately, Dr. Computer couldn't make it, so we're not doing tech today. I will take a little rummage around, I think, and see if I can find any tech stories for you. But for right now, as we come up to the top of the hour, little break, we'll come back with the international news.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors. El Metro de Panamá insta a todos sus usuarios a cuidar sus instalaciones, manteniendo siempre todos los espacios limpios.
And the time is exactly 7 o'clock in the morning. It is a Thursday morning, if you've just joined us. A very good morning to you. And it is the last day of June, by the way. Right, let's take a look at some of the international news for this Thursday morning. Russian forces announced on Thursday that they had abandoned the strategic Black Sea outpost of Snake Island in a major victory for Ukraine that could loosen the grip of Russia's grain export blockade. Russia's defense ministry described the decision to withdraw from the outcrop as a gesture of goodwill that showed Moscow was not obstructing United Nations efforts to open a humanitarian corridor allowing grains to be shipped from Ukraine's ports. Step in the right direction. Russian President Vladimir Putin still wants to seize most of Ukraine, but his forces are so degraded by combat that they likely can only achieve incremental gains in the near term, the top U.S. intelligence officer said on Wednesday. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, outlining the current U.S. intelligence assessment of the more than four-month war, said that the consensus of U.S. spy agencies is that it will grind on for an extended period of time. Trade through Lithuania to the Russian exclave of Kaliningrad could return to normal within days, two sources familiar with the matter said, as European officials edge towards a compromise deal with the Baltic state to defuse a row with Moscow. Kaliningrad, which is bordered by European Union states and relies on railways and roads through Lithuania for most goods, has been cut off from some freight transport from mainland Russia since the 17th of June under sanctions imposed by Brussels. And President Vladimir Putin said on Wednesday that Russia would respond in kind if NATO deployed troops and infrastructure in Finland and Sweden after they joined the US-led military alliance. With Sweden and Finland, we don't have the problems that we have with Ukraine. They want to join NATO. Go ahead, Putin told Russian state television after talks with regional leaders in the Central Asian ex-Soviet state of Turkmenistan. And Russia hinted on Wednesday that it had not dropped the idea of seizing Western-owned assets and businesses in the country, as a top official sharply criticized governments that have hit Moscow with sanctions. In a combative media briefing, Foreign Ministry spokesman Maria Zakharova warned that Russia was prepared to act accordingly if the West decided to use Russia's frozen state assets, chief among them being around $300 billion of central bank foreign currency reserves. Hong Kong has overcome its challenges and risen from the ashes, China's President Xi Jinping said on Thursday as he arrived in the former British colony to celebrate 25 years since its return to Chinese rule. Xi will swear in the global financial hub's new leader, John Lee, on Friday during his first visit to the city since 2017, which is also his first known trip outside the mainland in more than 2 years amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The son and namesake of late dictator Ferdinand Marcos was sworn in as president of the Philippines on Thursday, completing a stunning comeback for one of Asia's most famous political dynasties, 36 years after it was ousted in a popular uprising. Well, Marcos Jr. scored a rare landslide victory in last month's election, helped by what his critics see as a decades-long effort to alter public perceptions of a family that lived lavishly at the helm of one of the world's most notorious kleptocracies. Britain's The Charity Watchdog said on Thursday that it had launched an investigation into the foundation set up in honour of the record-breaking fundraiser Captain Tom Moore, who raised millions during the coronavirus pandemic. World War II veteran Moore became a national hero and made headlines globally after raising £38.9 million, that's around about $53 million, for the National Health Service by walking around his garden with the help of a frame in April of 2020. The Charity Commission said that it had opened an inquiry after identifying concerns about the management of the Captain Tom Moore Foundation, which was set up in the wake of his fundraising success, including its independence from his family. The suspected driver of a truck packed with dozens of migrants who died in sweltering heat during a smuggling attempt in Texas and an accused conspirator were charged in the U.S. federal court on Wednesday with human trafficking offenses. If convicted, each man faces a maximum sentence of life in prison or possibly the death penalty, the United States Justice Department said in announcing charges stemming from the deadliest migrant trafficking incident on record in the United States. And lastly, Russian President Vladimir Putin. Well, on Thursday, he rejected British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's charge that if he were a woman, he would not have invaded Ukraine. Speaking at a news conference in the early hours of Thursday during a visit to Turkmenistan, Putin pointed to former British leader Margaret Thatcher's decision to send troops into the Falklands as a rebuttal of Johnson's theory. Johnson on Wednesday dubbed Putin's decision to launch what Moscow calls a special military operation against Ukraine a perfect example of toxic masculinity and mocked Putin's macho posturing. I've seen him riding around on that big white horse, have you? We're just coming to 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. We are at 89.3 Cool FM. Why me?
make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Yeah. Why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be.
Thank you. Someone like you makes it hard to live without. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think about myself. Someone like you makes it hard to live without. Somebody else, someone like you, makes it easy to give. Never think about myself.
There we go, Rod Stewart and Reason to Believe. And that was preceded, preceded by the Commodores and their song Easy. And it was off of their fifth studio album, which was called simply Commodores, and released on the Motown label. Group Memory, member, memory, no memory here. Group member, of course, Lionel Richie, wrote Easy with the intention of it becoming another crossover hit for the group, given the success of a previous single, which was Just To Be Close To You, which spent 2 weeks at number one on the US Billboard Hot Soul Singles chart, known as now the Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart, and peaked number seven. That was on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1976. And right, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just sort of 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a quick look at the weather, shall we? We can do that and see what's happening out there today. We're looking out the studio window. It's rather cloudy, and I'll tell you what, there have been a few warnings around when you hear the local news as well, because of the weather sort of north of Venezuela. And we're likely, I think, to get probably the tail end of that during the course of tomorrow, possibly tomorrow and Saturday. So keep our fingers crossed. Anyway, let's start this morning with our forecast. Starting over there in the province of Colón in Costa Rica, we're looking at 28 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature today, with 24 degrees being the minimum. 34 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, 89%. Relative humidity. Isolated showers during the course of this morning, with rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and isolated rains and thunderstorms at night. I guess they just sort of separate them a little bit more, don't they? And now let's move over to West Panama on this side of the isthmus. 28 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 24 degrees the minimum. 33 degrees is the thermal sensation, and 83% the relative humidity. It's going to be partially cloudy during the course of this morning, rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and back to, well, partially cloudy tonight. And say, looking out the studio window for this area, anyway, for here in the metro area, we're definitely looking at cloudy this morning. But let's see what they do say for the metropolitan area here in the city. 28 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 24 degrees being the minimum. 33 will be the thermal sensation, which is really quite pleasant, and that's giving us, by the way, a relative humidity of 83%. Now, they say partially cloudy this morning. I say cloudy. Rain with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and tonight we've got a chance for a few showers here in the metropolitan area. Moving out into the Gulf around the Perilous Islands, let's see what's happening out there, if anybody's making their way out there today. With this weather coming in over the next couple of days, you might want to keep your luxury yachts hidden. 28 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature in... that's still the metro area. I haven't gone over the Gulf. Here we go, sorry. 27 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 27 being the minimum also, so there's no fluctuation there. 34 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and 96% relative humidity. Stormy rains during the morning. Isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and rain with thunderstorms tonight as well. So they're going to have a fair bit of activity out there, aren't they? Now let's move over to maritime conditions for today. We're going to start with the tides. We're starting with the Pacific. We've got high tide. That was at 4:47 this morning, and that was 4.36 metres. Low tide, that will be at 10:45.82 of a metre. High tide, 4:48 p.m., 4.51 metres. And low tide, that will be at 11:05 tonight, and that will be 0.37 of a metre. Now, let's take a look at the Caribbean. We've got one up and one down today. We've got high tide. That was at 12:50 this morning, and that was 0.34 of a metre. Low tide, that'll be at 10:13 this morning, and that'll be minus 0.09 of a metre, and nothing then until tomorrow. So there we go. There are your tides for today. Now, we do actually have sea conditions for you today. They were missing yesterday. We're going to start with the Caribbean. And we're looking at, yeah, we've got a caution. We've got a small craft advisory for you this morning. 6 to 12 kilometre an hour winds coming from the northwest, and waves, they're going to be 1.52 metres or 4 feet. So 4 feet waves in the afternoon. We have that advisory continuing. Waves are going to maintain their height of 4 feet. Winds at 12 to 22 kilometres an hour coming from the northwest. Northwest. On the Pacific, we've got good conditions, no advisory for you this morning. We've got light winds, so just a breeze at 2 to 8 kilometres an hour coming in from the easterly direction with waves at 3 feet. In the afternoon, the good conditions prevail. We have still got 3-foot waves, 10 to 14 kilometres an hour winds coming in. Coming in where from? From the west. So there you are. There's your weather for this morning.
Oh, play it for me one more time.
There we go, that's Natalie Cole, and I've got love on my mind. Right, I tell you what, I've got a couple of things actually here. Renee sent me a little note yesterday, yesterday afternoon, and she sent me, said, I saw this on Facebook. They obviously don't know about The Breakfast Show, because what it says was, remember when you called the radio stations and they played your requests and dedications on air? Well, that's us, isn't it? And talking of which, very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou says, good morning, good day to everybody. The other day you played a nice Japanese song, and it came to my mind a song that I have not listened to in a while, and wondered if you could play it. Gurun no Yamiya from Linked Horizons. I love that name. I wonder if it's to do with food. Anyway, here we go, Mary Lou. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. That is Linked Horizon. And that is Guru no Yamiya. If there's anything about food in there, I didn't get it. Anyway, Mary Lou, that one was your request for this morning. And, well, I think what we'll do now is we will, well, we'll just nip on to our little break.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica.
The good news must be announced. I tell you that for the first time in Panama, they will be auctioning properties of all prices and all types. If you want to make a good investment or buy the property of your dreams, this is the time. Add emotion to your investment. Financing with the bank of your choice. Sign up from today. Spaces are limited, so call 6999-0303 or call 302-0303. The date is the 30th of June at the Acobea Real Estate Expo Fair. And remember, in an hour's time, joining us on The Breakfast Show, well, Mr. Ricardo Campos will be joining us to talk exactly about that. So if you're interested in getting along to an auction, you never know. You might get a bargain, don't you? So we'll be talking about that. So, yeah, that's coming up. It's 30th of June, I think they said. So we'll be chatting with Mr. Ricardo Campos, who is, by the way, a auctioneer. So they will find out about the interesting world of auctions. That's coming up in about an hour's time.
Metro de Panamá informa que de lunes a viernes el horario de operaciones inicia desde las 4:30 de la mañana hasta las 11 de la noche, los sábados de 5 de la mañana a 10 de la noche y los domingos y días feriados de 7 de la mañana a 10 de la noche.
And it is time for us on this morning's program to take a look at some of the international business news for this Thursday morning. And oil prices were largely steady in volatile trading on Thursday as the market weighed concerns over global supply against a build in U.S. fuel product inventories. Brent crude futures for September were more actively traded contract. They were up 28 cents or 0.3% at $112.73 a barrel. That was by 9/11 GMT. And the August contract, which expires on Thursday, was down 11 cents or 0.1% at $116.15. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures rose 20 cents or 2% to $109.98. Investors knew that after 2 years of COVID-19 chaos, 2022 would be a bumpy ride, but nobody expected this, the most turbulent first half global markets have ever seen. To grasp just how torrid things have been, consider two things. MSCI's 47 country world stocks index has suffered its biggest H1 drop since its creation in 1990. At the same time, 10-year US Treasury bonds, the benchmark of global borrowing markets and traditional go-to asset in troubled times, have had their worst half since 1788. Why? Russia's invasion of Ukraine supercharged what was already fast-rising inflation, forcing the big central banks to jack up interest rates and politicians to warn of new world orders. The result, a $13 trillion wipeout in world stocks, a 15.5% plunge, Japan's yen, Italy's worst rout since the Eurozone crisis, and what is shaping up to be the strongest commodities rally since World War I. Add to that Russia being gouged out of the global financial system, that country's sovereign credit rating downgrade, the biggest ever seen, widespread crypto and big tech carnage, and worsening recession jitters. It's pretty much the perfect storm, said William Blair's Daniel Wood, a portfolio manager in emerging market debt, which is also having its worst ever first half. Volatility has gone through the roof. Apart from that, everything else is okay, I suppose. You know, Russian gas giant Gazprom has decided not to pay dividends on last year's results, the first time it will not pay out since 1998, sending its shares plunging 27%. The shareholders decided that in the current situation, it is not advisable to pay dividends based on the 2021 results, Deputy CEO Famil Sadigov has said. He added that Gazprom would rather focus on Russian regional gasification preparation for the heating season and paying increased taxes. The European Union on Thursday will seek agreement on groundbreaking rules for regulating crypto assets as the rout in Bitcoin piles pressure on authorities to rein in the sector. Globally, crypto assets are largely unregulated, with national operators in the EU only required to show controls for combating money laundering. A deal would put the EU ahead of the global regulatory pack by giving issuers of crypto assets and providers of related services a passport to serve clients across the EU from a single base, while meeting added capital and consumer protection rules. The United States securities regulator on Wednesday rejected a proposal to list a spot Bitcoin exchange traded fund, ETF, by Grayscale, one of the world's biggest digital asset managers, on the New York Stock Exchange, Arca Exchange. Well, Grayscale responded with a legal challenge to the decision, the latest in a series of rejections of proposals for U.S. listings of spot Bitcoin ETFs over the past year. Now, the proposal to list the ETF did not meet the standard designed to prevent fraudulent and manipulative practices and protect investors and the public interest, the Securities and Exchange Commission said in a filing. A Republican member of the Federal Communications Commission has urged the chief executives of Apple Inc. and Alphabet Inc.'s Google to kick Chinese-owned TikTok out of its app stores. Brendan Carr, the FCC commissioner, said in a letter to the CEOs dated 24th of June and sent on FCC letterhead that video-sharing app TikTok has collected vast troves of sensitive data about U.S. users that could be accessed by ByteDance staff in Beijing. ByteDance is, by the way, TikTok's Chinese parent. And Eurozone unemployment fell to a new record low in May as the economy continued to rebound from the COVID-19 pandemic, even if inflation exacerbated by Russia's invasion of Ukraine is expected to dampen growth. The European Union Statistics Office, Eurostat, said on Thursday that unemployment in the 19 countries sharing the euro fell to 6.6% of the workforce in May, from a revised 6.7% in April. And lastly for now, facing the toughest economic conditions in decades, Britain's supermarkets are cutting product ranges, searching for cost savings and patrolling each other's stores to check prices and products as they try to stay one step ahead. Like retailers across the world, UK grocers, including market leader Tesco and number two Sainsbury's, are struggling with the soaring cost of supplies, a shortage of key products and workers, and cash-strapped customers. There you go. That's it. And what do we have? Well, we don't have lettuce, by the way. And that's a completely different story. Breakfast show time. We are 21 minutes, and that is before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. In those days, didn't they? They always had one of those, didn't they? Somebody with a very, very deep voice. That was Elvis Presley in Way Down. This is Police, wrapped around your finger. Time-wise, we're 18 minutes exactly for the hour of 8 o'clock.
Carpets with a silver arm carved.
There we go. Yes, police wrapped around your finger. Hey, you know what day it is, don't you? Of course you do. Thursday. What do we do on a Thursday? Well, we get ready for the weekend. Now, I tell you what, great place to get a drink. Frank's Place. This is over there in Plaza downtown in Costa del Este. They've got things like delicious pastas, brick oven pizzas, gluten-free and vegetarian options. And also, by the way, they're pet-friendly. And you can follow them on Instagram at Frank's Place Panama. Now, today is Thursday. But from Tuesday to Friday, so yes, that includes Thursday, Frank's after office hours, that's from Tuesday to Friday, 4 till 7pm. The drinks, 2 for 1. National beers, sangria, mojitos, margaritas, caipirinhas, house wines and spirits. You can follow them, as I said, on Instagram at Frank's Place Panama, or give them a call for reservations on 394-6998, 394-6998. And don't forget, Tuesday to Friday also, late night. So from 10pm until midnight, 2 for 1 pizzas, chicken wings and draft beers as well. Follow them, Instagram, at Frank's Place Panama. Gosh, what great things. Anyway, that's what we're doing. Especially Friday night's a good night to do that, isn't it? Why not start early? Practice on Thursday night. And by the way, that's over there in Costa del Este. If you don't know where it is, if you come off the first exit into Costa del Este, that's the one just as you go over the sort of the water, take the first turning on your right. You come off, go round into Costa del Este, take the first turning on your right. Not the major junction with the traffic lights, the one before that. And it's the entrance again is on the right once you have turned. So that's where you'll find Frank's Place. If you're not in the Costa del Este area, well, you can always drive over there. Or if you're in Obarrio, you can always go along to the Wallace. What do we do on Fridays at the Wallace? We have fish and chips. I think I might be going there for lunch with a friend tomorrow. We'll see. Anyway, we're coming up to 11 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock on this morning's programme. Don't forget, the top of the hour, 8 o'clock, we will be taking a look at the local news. Tops and Baby I Need Your Loving. You can't beat a bit of Tamla, can you? 1966, the Supremes made their studio recording of this one. Let me breathe.
can do about it.
There we go. Yes, that's it. That's the Supremes, and You Keep Me Hanging On. And that was recorded on this day, or partially recorded, June the 30th. Apparently they did some more work on it on the 1st of August as well, back in 1966. It was written and composed by Holland, Dozier and Holland. Yes, HDH. Fantastic team of writers they were as well. It was first recorded in 1966 by American girl group Supremes, reaching a number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And American rock band Vanilla Fudge, they released a cover version, by the way, if you didn't know that, in June of the following year. And that reached number six on the Billboard Hot 100. English singer Kim Wilde also covered it as well in 1986. That got to number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And it goes on and on. One of those classic songs, isn't it? I tell you what, let me just do this. We have got... We have a shopping alert. Yes, we have a shopping alert for you. Talitha, good morning to you. She dropped me a little line. Remember I mentioned I couldn't get any lettuce yesterday. We went to Super 99 here in Paitea. No lettuce anywhere. And Talitha said, ha-ha. She says, Arriba in Bella Vista had fresh lettuce yesterday, but I've not seen broccoli for weeks now. No, I agree. And I mean, broccoli is the only vegetable in Panama, isn't it? You go to a restaurant, if you want vegetables, they give you broccoli. I wonder what they're doing now. But no, absolutely true. I went to our local vegetarian place, our veggie supermarket in Paitea, in Paitea. That was Bell Harbour, there we go, Minimax. And they didn't have any broccoli. I said, what? In 30 years? It's the first time I've ever come across no broccoli in Panama.
Kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone to walk on. Checks his back, flexes, thoughts for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane got to run off to city.
something. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on. Long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, they say life goes on. Long after the thrill of living is gone.
There we go, Jack and Diane, John Cougar Mellencamp, and that's bring us right up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Metro de Panamá recuerda a los usuarios no bajar la guardia y usar adecuadamente la mascarilla durante su viaje. Viaja seguro, cumple las normas.
The good news must be announced. I tell you that for the first time in Panama, they will be auctioning properties of all prices and all types. If you want to make a good investment or buy the property of your dreams, this is the time. Add emotion to your investment. Financing with the bank of your choice. Sign up from today. Spaces are limited, so call 6999-0303 or call 302-0303. The date is the 30th of June at the Acobea Real Estate Expo Fair. There we go, and don't forget, joining me probably in around about 12-13 minutes time, we're going to be talking with the Senor Ricardo Campos, and we're going to be talking exactly about that, participating in that wonderful auctioning of property. So that's what we're going to be talking about. We've got Mr. Ricardo Campos chatting to us, and he is an auctioneer, so we'll find out all about the world of auctioning. Before though, then, we'll take this piece of music and we'll link up with our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid. Then our special guest, say, at the bottom of the hour, around about 8.30. We're going to be with you right through till 10 this morning. Some great music still to come.
Thank you.
And while a brother like me just kept on stroking, hoping to find an align with my better half. Friends just laugh, but I stayed on that narrow path, knowing that you would come through for me, dear. Release another piece of your heart and start giving it fear.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Gaz, how you doing? Oh, what a beautiful day in the neighborhood. How's that song? It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be my friend? That's a wonderful day. Wow, it's not quite as gorgeous as yesterday was, but I got a feeling it's going to change. Yesterday's clouds were a little different looking, but it's still awfully beautiful here. Wow, what a nice way to start a Thursday. And it is Thursday. Woohoo! Yes, is it Thursday? I'm losing track of my mind. No, I'm too late. I've already lost that. Yeah, I believe it is Thursday, which means tomorrow is Freaky Friday. Fun facts. And I got some ideas on tomorrow's. I got some research to do tonight that'll keep me busy for a while. Off to see one of my clients. It's funny. I'm going to go actually see a client, and then he's going to have another client zoom into that. So we're not done with Zoom calls, and we're not done with in-person meetings yet, so that's pretty exciting. I'm going to sit there and actually see people's faces and their shoes. Normally, you just see their, you know, whatever they're wearing on their upper body, but I'm going to be able to look at his shoes. And one of the things my father always told me, he says, the first thing that you notice about a person is their shoes. I was like, really? He says, yeah, so make sure you always have at least a decent pair of shoes on. Try not to wear them too muddy, too dirty, too worn. But the first thing a person notices is your shoes. So I'm going to find out today if the first thing that they notice is my shoes. I get quite a few comments on my shoes. I've got this these pair of sneakers that are pretty bright, purpley, kind of lemon neon green kind of color. And they're very, very bright. But, boy, they sure are comfortable. They're the first shoes I've had in a little while that fit me well. I have 10.5 AAA ladies shoes. So I got really long and skinny feet. My mother said it would be better if I bought the boxes that the shoes came in, because I could probably find them that fit better. I remember as a kid, my mom, when she found one pair of shoes, she bought like 3 or 4 in different colors. She goes, if it fits, we're going to get more. Anyway, so that's what we're doing today. And tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. All right, back to you in the studio.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going. Smell of wine and cheap perfume.
big thanks to Ingrid for today's story of country folk. Followed on there, that was Journey and Don't Stop Believing, and Peace of My Heart, if I remember rightly, by Tara Kemp was the first of the ones running. We came back after the news. Time on the Breakfast Show, we are 28 minutes, that's after the hour of 8 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. The good news must be announced. I tell you that for the first time in Panama, they will be auctioning properties of all prices and all types. If you want to make a good investment or buy the property of your dreams, this is the time. Add emotion to your investment. Financing with the bank of your choice. Sign up from today. Spaces are limited, so call 6999-0303 or call 302-0303. The date is the 30th of June at the Acobea Real Estate Expo Fair. And there we go, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about. The Acobea Fair and the first auction, apparently, of property here in Panama. My guest is an auctioneer, Ricardo Campos. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Pleasure to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Great to have you. Is it the first property auction?
Yes, as far as I can see, I've been here now coming and going in Panama for 20 years. Mm. And the last 8 years, I've been here steadily. And yes, I have not seen any real estate auctions done the way that we're doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
You see the bank auction or the
tax
auctions and things and all, but the courthouse, but not professionally organized auction like we're doing here in Panama this time with the Acovid.
That's great. And you are an auctioneer.
Yes, I'm a professional auctioneer. As a matter of fact, I went to what the Newsweek magazine calls the Harvard of auction school, the Missouri Auction School,
right,
in Kansas City, Missouri. That auction school was established in 1905. There was another auction school that was established in 1906, and so there's always been that little bit of competition between the two.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Missouri Auction School is the prominent auction school where international auctioneers have studied, and the most well-known auctioneers have graduated from that school. So I was 27, 28 years old when I graduated from that school, and immediately after that, when I received the certificate, I got on a flight to Denver, Colorado, where we were doing a huge Republican Party a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
It was a
mm-hmm.
fundraising auction,
mm-hmm.
and the main auctioneer, my boss, started the auction and all, and he introduced me as a recent graduate. Recent. It was only 2 hours before that I had graduated from auction school. He hands the microphone over to me and says, I'm going to do the first few items in the auction.
Oh, wow.
Now, we're looking at about 700 people there at
uh-huh.
$20,000 per plate dinner.
Oh, rent? How much?
You've got all the ranchers, the big heavy hitters, uh-huh. ranchers in uh-huh. Colorado, and you've got everybody there. Mr. and Mrs. Coors were sitting in the front seats up front. And I said, well, I got to do it. So that was my introduction to the actual auction business.
Uh-huh.
And it's been quite an exciting career. Traveled all over the different parts of the world and all throughout the United States. I've been in 43 different states.
Wow.
So now I make my life here in Panama. I have a home
mm-hmm.
Here in Panama. And my wife is Panamanian. And so here I am.
Wonderful. And you were telling me when we were talking beforehand, your wife is a chef?
Yes, she's a chef.
I would like to have heard her comments about a $20,000 dinner.
Yes, it was an excellent dinner. I'm sure she would have enjoyed it, and I'm sure she would have had some rave reviews about the dinner.
And so the secret of being, because auctioneers, you know, like sort of musicians, you make it, it's your own personality, isn't it, that comes out when you're auctioning.
Yes, that's correct.
What is the secret?
Well, the secret is basically you just be yourself. Don't try to be some other auctioneer. Don't try to copy anybody else. Just
right.
Do your own rhythm and apply what you learned in the auction school. And you see some of these auctioneers that you wonder, what in the world are they saying? They're hard to understand everything. So you just got to keep it simple, because basically an auction, what the auctioneer is doing is he's letting the audience know at what price he's at, and what price he wants to reach.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no sense in filling in those two things with a bunch of gibberish and things like some of these auctioneers do.
I don't know if it's exactly. Realizing it. That could be an auctioneer.
Yeah. You could.
Now, is there anything in auctioneering? We're talking about auctioning properties.
Yes,
is
correct.
Is there a sort of different way you would go about, say, auctioning properties as opposed to auctioning somebody's estate? Or?
Yes, there's a difference in the description. You have to be very careful that you describe the property correctly. And many people at these real estate auctions, they're not accustomed to going to auctions, so you need to go a little slower. Slower pace. It's not like a cattle auction. A cattle auction is very fast-paced, and tobacco auctions, I think, are some of the fastest, and they use more like code and everything when they do the auction. So there's a big difference.
Okay, that's interesting. I mean, I guess in the States now, with the legalization of marijuana in a lot of places, it would be very slow.
Yes, very relaxed. And you have to have a lot of hors d'oeuvres present also at these type of auctions.
Looking at this auction for the properties, the information is already out there, so the people have looked at what is available. Is it an in-face auction? I mean, is it an in-person auction or is it also online? Because a lot of them are now online
as
well.
This first one that we're doing is present. It's an actual live auction, and you do need to be present.
Right.
We have had a few people inquire. They're not able to be present, so we're going to have them basically on the cell phone.
Okay.
We're going to have some bidders that are going to be on the phone bidding for these properties, but the rest of them are going to be actually present. Now, this is the first auction that we've done here or that Panama has conducted like this, but real estate auctions actually go way back. Looking back at some of the history, first real estate auction that we can see was back during the Roman Empire.
Oh, really?
Yes. The Praetorian Guard back in 193 AD.
193, 194, 195.
Yeah, they did. The entire Roman Empire was put up for auction. So that was the first historical real estate auction. A little bit of interesting backstory. But this auction that we're going to do, what's important is that people seem to be thinking that an auction, you have to pay everything up front and cash and all of this. But no. Real estate auctions are always auctions that are people pre-qualify for these auctions. So we do have pre-qualification available through choice banks, different that we deal with. They're offering special financing. Also, each of these bidders can go to their own banks and see what kind of financing they can get through their own banks, or they can contact us and we can put them in contact with the banks that we deal with. So they're going to be pre-qualified. They know that they can bid, and they do need to leave a deposit. It depends on the type of property they're going to be looking. We have some lots that are available that are anywhere in the range of $50,000 to $60,000. So these people need to simply leave a deposit, refundable deposit of $500 in order to participate in the auction.
Okay, so that's upfront to join the auction,
exactly,
basically.
Exactly. We want to make sure that people are serious, that they're not playing games, because we've invested quite a bit in bringing this activity, this auction, to fruition. So we want to make sure that people are interested, they're qualified, and so we're requiring a deposit. Anything higher than that, we're going to be requiring at least $1,000 deposit. And on the larger properties, the luxury properties and all, then we will require it a bit more.
It's interesting because somebody, for instance, if they'd gone to their bank and they say, look, you know, there's this auction coming up, I'm interested in buying a property, and the bank says, well, okay, yes, we could sort of finance it or whatever. I guess that's the first step for them. But then, you know, the bank's not going to know which property they might end up buying. And I don't know about here, but I mean, certainly, I mean, before you could take a property, it has to have an inspection, which is approved by the bank. Does that work in a similar way here,
yes,
Ricardo?
Yes, it would. Now, the people that go to their bank or to go to the pre-qualify, they have an idea which property they're interested in. If it's a condominium worth $200,000 or something, that's what they're going to get pre-qualified to.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when they go, it's not like an unlimited amount of finance.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
you, you qualify up to this amount according to your income and your credit rating and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You qualify to this amount at this point. So then that's what they go to the auction with that understanding and that knowledge that they can go up to a certain amount.
Okay. And this auction is taking place tomorrow, I believe. Is that right?
Yes. Tomorrow is when it starts, April 1st. 2nd and the 3rd, at 4 o'clock to 5:30 each afternoon is when the auction will
okay,
start.
Okay, what were the dates again? April, you said?
April. I'm sorry. Did I say April?
You did.
Thank you for correcting
me.
No,
that's okay because it's a long
July,
way. It's not a long
way.
I've already bought something.
Yeah. July 1st, 2nd,
okay.
and the 3rd.
Okay.
Correct.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So it's good. So it's over a number of days. Now, how do you get the properties in the first place? How do you, if I'm selling my property and I sort of say come to Adama Property and say, look, I want to sell my property, and you would could possibly looking at the property say, well, we would suggest, why don't you put it in an auction? Or
that's a good question. Very good point. We have different ways of contacting our clients through our point of contact, and also through the banks.
Okay.
To be participating with some of their property. They're a little bit more cautious, but they're looking at it. What's happening? The banks have a lot of inventory, repossessed properties and all. And for the past years, they've been trying to move that the normal way through real estate companies, but it's moving very slow. So the banks are not in the business of real estate and selling normally. So this is a good avenue for them. So they're looking at this very carefully.
Okay. Is this a new thing for the bank?
It's a new thing for the bank, yes.
Okay.
It is.
Because
banks here.
Yeah.
Banks in the States, it's a regular thing.
Or in the United Kingdom, they would have regular auctions to
The United Kingdom is doing them on a regular basis.
Yeah, exactly.
The real estate auction there in the United Kingdom has been going very strong.
Mm-hmm.
For years now.
Apparently, they got some very nice Russian properties at the moment.
Yes. Yes. I'm sure.
So you would suggest to your clients, so you get a portfolio then for your auction. And
yes.
If you're doing it over so many days, I assume you've got a pretty good portfolio.
Yes, we do. And this is the opportunity for investors to purchase properties, apartments, vacant land at these prices, because it's the public that is basically doing the pricing. They're the ones that are setting the price.
They're the ones that are going to say, that's the value.
This is what the market value is,
exactly.
is what we're saying here today. This is what it's worth to us. And so it's an excellent opportunity for investments. So if you have some money right now that you're looking to do something with it, this is the opportunity to do it, is to attend the auction, buy these properties at your price, and we can manage a property, too. That's what we're doing with many properties. So
okay.
if you buy a condominium,
right.
We can do the management property of
excellent.
It as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, so it's an all-round service, basically.
Alamo Properties was established back in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
We've had an excellent reputation. We've assisted over 1,000 families with properties, rentals, and we're a very, very well-organized company, very respected as well, because we operate 100% according to how we're supposed to, so...
So, it's a good advice because you can get a property at a good price, and property is doing better than Bitcoin at the moment. So, you don't take Bitcoin, do you?
No. Actual U.S. dollars.
U.S. dollars, there we go. And are you dividing your auction into particular properties that, you're going to specialize in condominiums one time and houses or whatever another, and like you said, finkers, empty lots another.
No, it's pretty much going to be a mix.
Okay.
Because the people that are looking to buy, they're varied. They're not just agricultural people. They're not just city people. So we've got everybody involved that wants to buy something a little bit differently.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So according to the interest that we have is how we're going to organize each day's properties. If we see that we have a mix of people in condominiums and mm-hmm. looking for mm-hmm. homes and mm-hmm. all, those are the ones that we're going to put up first. We see that we have people also interested in vacant lots, which we do, agricultural mm-hmm. land and all, mm-hmm. then we'll right. also include some of those in there. So according to how the interest has been each day is how we're going to organize the auction.
Okay. Now, do you find, because my only experience of auctions was I used to go to a place in London, Camden Locks, and they used to have a very large auction house there with antiques, all sorts of things. It's a little bit addictive, isn't it? And especially if you've got a sort of personality that doesn't like to lose, it can be.
We love to have those people.
Yeah,
at the
I'm sure you do, you know, because I used to find this, you know, how dare you, you know, and there is a certain amount. There has to be a certain amount of discipline involved, I think, when you.
Yes, you must be disciplined.
How much you're prepared to spend, and
when you go to an auction, my recommendation is to have a figure in mind and to give it a little bit of leeway, because you don't want to lose something. Mm-hmm. You don't want to lose something, particularly a real estate property, for, you know,
A few dollars.
Yeah. Well, by a few dollars, I mean
thousands.
Yeah, exactly. Because we don't want to be doing like a cattle auction that goes 1 cent above the bidding price, or $1. That's not going to work. So different properties will have different amount of increases. A lower price property, maybe $500 increments in the bidding.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Other properties will have $2,000 bidding increments. Mm-hmm. Now, a property that's $300,000, $400,000, it wouldn't be very respectful to those that are bidding to offer it up at $500 increments. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. something like that will probably be $5,000
right.
increments.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if we have two bidding parties, don't lose it for $1,000. Give me another $1,000 here, another $1,000 there. Anybody now, $1,000, another $1,000.
I can hear it coming in. It's sneaking in there. But
yeah. All right, now we're dealing with me. I'm at $100,000. Don't lose it for just $1,000. Give me 101, 101, 100, 1,000 right there with Mr. Jerry.
There you go. See, I've just bought myself an auctioneer. I tell you what I do enjoy watching is because I'm sort of somewhat into cars. And I watch sort of Discovery Turbo quite a lot. And then a lot of them are about the auctions, the Barrett...
Barrett's auctions.
And I mean, to watch it, it's fascinating. And like you say, when you get two people that, you know, are getting stuck in, that's what you want to see, isn't it?
Well, I was doing an estate in Hawaii, Kauai, as a matter of fact. Beautiful estate. It was a property that was confiscated from a drug trafficker. And beautiful, beautiful estate, right on the coast. And we had a group of people there, maybe about 10 people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one of them was an airline pilot that, like you said, had become addicted to auctions. So
right.
he was
yeah.
at our different auctions, not only our real estate auctions,
mm-hmm.
but he was also at the different antique type of auctions. So
okay.
he would come all the time, and uh-huh. he was there. He was there at the auction, and we had a Japanese fellow, and it was between these two. Actually, it was three people that were bidding there till the time. One of them was an old man that when we came to the estate, he comes down from below. It looks like he slept in the maid's quarters down below. And so, respectfully, I said, we're conducting an auction here today. Are you interested in the auction? And to my surprise,
I can guess what's coming.
Yes, I'm interested in the auction.
I'm selling it.
Yes. So I said, okay, we would like to register you for the auction. Would you give us your information? So he filled in the registration card, and then I asked him for his cashier's check, because to these auctions you need to leave a refundable deposit. And the cashier's check required for this auction was $50,000.
Right.
So he's looking through his little blue Samsonite case with dirty stuff in there. And I mean, it looked like he was a homeless guy sleeping down below. So I said, I wonder how long he's going to continue with this. He pulls out an envelope and he hands it to me, and I look on the envelope. The return address on there says Bank of Beverly Hills, California. I said, So the gentleman from the U.S. Treasury Department, he has this satellite cell phone with him.
This was
back in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
So he had this special phone, satellite phone. I asked him, call Beverly Hills, California, ask for such and such a bank. Don't call the number that's on this letter here, but on the check or he calls. And he speaks to the manager, and the manager says, if that gentleman writes a personal check for $1 million, we will guarantee it. So I said, let him in the auction. So it was in between those three, and then it came to the last two people, the Japanese guy and the pilot. And there it was, who had the deepest pockets. It came to that point there. So it was a good auction. We had the news media there, and it sold very well. But, yes, the egos do apply.
So you got to be careful
when you're at an auction. Have a limit. And also, a little bit of leeway.
You've also got to be very careful, especially when you're auctioning drug traffickers' properties, because they're not in very good condition. A lot of them go to pot.
Sometimes. Go to pot,
That's all right. Sorry about that.
That's a good one.
I couldn't resist it. Somebody saying out there said, I wonder how long he was thinking about that one.
Yeah.
Now, where is the auction starting tomorrow?
The auction's going to be at the new Panama Convention Center.
Oh, really?
Amador Causeway.
It's a beautiful
area, completely new. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's up there at some of the best convention centers that I've seen in the U.S. And
yeah, I haven't seen it yet. Yasmin's been over there a couple of times, but I have not here. It really is quite something.
Now, it starts today. Today, the inauguration is going to be at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be there a bit earlier, so everybody's invited to attend today, the inauguration, and it's through 9 o'clock. Tomorrow will be from 3 p.m. till 9, and on Saturday as well, it is going to be from 2 p.m., I think. No, 3 p.m. to 9, and Sunday from 2 p.m. to 9.
So, I mean, are you auctioning all through this period, or...?
On the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 4 to 5:30.
Okay.
When we're going to do the auctions.
Okay. So the rest of the time people can go there and see what properties are available. And
what properties are available, go pre-qualify, and that way they can be prepared for the auction. Now, throughout the auction, throughout the day of the fair, we're going to be doing some simulated auctions. We're going to invite the public that's there to sit down and be kind of the audience and the bidders. It'll be a mock auction.
Okay.
And so we're going to get the people to participate a little bit.
Practice, yes.
So that they can be comfortable and not be nervous about being in the auction.
Yeah, you can get a bit nervous as well as getting excited.
You could.
What
I suggest is that if you're at the auction and you have a friend that's coming up and everything, please be careful. Don't raise your hand, hey, here I am. Because you may have just purchased a property.
Well, will people have the sort of like the number?
Yes, they're going to have a number.
So, yeah.
They're going to have
a number. So don't wave your number around. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Definitely don't wave your number.
I mean, you've been doing this for so many years. I mean, there must have been one or two embarrassing moments.
There have been, yeah. There have been a few times when situations occur through the auction. I can't remember any, though.
No, of course you can't. No. How silly of me to ask.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. You've got to give that back.
Yeah.
And so let's I want to recap for everybody. So this is the starting today. Well, the inauguration, if you like, is today, the startup. And then where you're going through right the way through. Is there any particular property that you're particularly excited about?
There's several, as a matter of fact. Yes, there's a farm that's up for auction up in the area of Coclé.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's basically it's like a, in the U.S. they would consider it a hobby farm. It's about 7 hectares,
mm-hmm.
and it's already in production. has over 2,000 lime trees, fruit trees, and
very
fertile land. And it has all the equipment, irrigation, everything. And it's up for sale at the auction. It's a very, very, the base price, base price on it is $193,000.
Oh, okay. And very, I mean, that's fully equipped.
Fully equipped, yeah. Ongoing producing hobby farm.
Well, oh, wonderful. Yeah, in a nice area up there.
Very quiet, very tranquil. It has a couple of buildings on it already, homes, and also the rancho for the workers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, up there. We used to have a piece of property up in, we'd go to Penonome, and then you'd go up to Chiricuri River up in that direction.
Uh-huh.
We had some land up there for a while, and it's lovely just getting away from everything. That's not a bad idea. Perhaps we'll sell this place and buy the farm and go and retire up there.
Exactly, you know? Exactly.
But no, and what is the range that you're looking at? What is the sort of, you know, the lower end is the less expensive end, and
lower end is some lots, some vacant lots in Chilibre. There's a nice base, nice lot in Chilibre that is good for somebody who wants to do a small home type of little farm on there.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Or they can have a house and they can build a. We've had some interest in that property for a home and a. He wants to set up a business, like a welding shop or something.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
That'd be great for something like that. And you're looking at $40,000-$50,000 for that, you know, the base price.
Sure.
We've also got some commercial real estate, plaza. You're looking at several million dollars worth of property there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little bit of everything. We have beach property as well. We have an apartment in Coronado, which is very nice. And some homes, apartments in San Francisco, and so it's a little bit of everything.
So it is indeed. So it must have taken you quite some time to get this set up, really.
Yes, it takes a little bit of time. Everybody has to coordinate in the company, and we've got a good team. We've got an excellent team. We work together, unlike some others that are a little bit more independent. Each of the agents are independent.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
mm-hmm.
seem to like to work together in a team, but we do.
Mm-hmm.
We work very, very well together and help each other on out. So it's everybody's done their job, and we're ready.
And how long has Adamo been in Panama?
Yes.
How long has it been here in Panama?
Who?
The company.
Oh, the company's been there since 2006.
Oh, it started here in
2006 here in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
It was funded in 2006 by Marcelo Rivero, and excellent manager. He gives us all the support that we need. He's very, very good in what he does.
How do you find working in the real estate business in Panama? I mean, I saw something, I think it was in the news yesterday or the day before, that there's now going to be like the properties have to be clean or something. I think this may be more for rented property, I guess, but the properties have to be in good condition and clean for the... And that's actually coming into a law, apparently.
Yes, that's something that we have here in Panama now. Real estate companies that have been set up, basically American companies.
Mm-hmm.
You have Remaxes here. You have Century 21. We have some of the other companies as well, you know, that are here. And yes, we have brought some of our ideas from the States here. And one of them is staging. Very, very important, because that was one of the shocking things here, is that people, well, here's the property. Sell it.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
when you go out and look at the property, and it's a lot of basic painting, organizing, getting the junk out of the yard and everything. So
sure.
that's been an educational process here, but it's working. It's, people are understanding that they need to clean up and they need to spruce up the property in order to make it curb appeal.
One of the other channels that I listen to, if I just want to sort of clear my brain, relax and watch something, HGTV. Which you must know, with all the
yes.
different, you know, fixing up houses and selling houses and whatever. And exactly what you say. I mean, the staging. I mean, they actually put different types of furniture in, put on the coffee pot, you know, have some fresh bread around
yes,
and dinner.
Exactly.
To get it going. I mean, how far do you go with your staging?
Well, personally, when I have a property, and I do an open house on it. Here, that's the other thing, too, that normally that's something that is becoming more and more. Here is the open house, which before they didn't used to have it. So for an open house, you want to have some coffee. What I do is here you don't have the Pillsbury Doughboy, but those work great. You just pop it open, put it in the oven, and
that's right.
And then the smell is just it's just incredible. So you do something like that. You got to have something for the people. Make sure that everything is nice and clean. All the lights are turned on. All the toilets are clean. Very important.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's simple things that you would. You would normally just common sense, but it's something that they weren't accustomed to here in Panama.
Yeah, I must admit I've never sort of come, the only time I've sort of really come across anything like that is when they build this sort of imitation apartment, when they're selling a big block.
A new project.
Yeah. And of course, and how are you, you're in the business all the time. I mean, how are you finding the market at the moment? I mean, I've heard that the real estate market's not too bad at the moment.
Well, the pandemic has definitely thrown a curveball to everything, to the entire economy here and all. But the real estate market is picking up. It's like a big machine. Once it starts, it starts off slowly, but then it starts picking up momentum, and we're at that pace right now. We're starting to pick up momentum.
Good.
Rentals are very active, of course. Sales are active. Now, they're not active at the prices that we saw before the pandemic, but at least they're there, and it is functioning. So we're looking forward to having people attend the auction, qualified. Remember that it's important that each person that is coming to the auction be pre-qualified, either through their own banks or with one of our preferred banks. And to be sure to have that refundable deposit available.
Okay.
Cashier's check would be excellent.
Do you take cash?
Yes. No cash. Gold, yeah.
No
diamonds,
cash,
maybe.
No cash, no Bitcoin. Ricardo, I could chat to you for hours. But just remember, so the event today is starting at the conference center? The convention center?
The convention center, yes. But the auctions will start tomorrow.
Right. Okay.
But the convention starts today. The inauguration's at 5 p.m. And we look forward to seeing everybody there.
Wonderful. All right. And I wish you good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, Jerry. And, I appreciate the opportunity to be here, and we look
great.
Forward
to
being
here again. But anyway, we're coming into one minute now. No, 1.5 minutes. 2 minutes, people, at the top of the hour. Just thought I'd get that in. So we're coming up to the top of the hour. And Ricardo Campos with me this morning. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Jerry.
And I'm sure we'll probably talk again in the future. Very interesting. Yeah, keeping up to date with the real estate market. And that has brought us up to the top of the hour. So if you missed the news at 8, guess what? We got it again for you now.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
The good news must be announced. I tell you that for the first time in Panama, they will be auctioning properties of all prices and all types. If you want to make a good investment or buy the property of your dreams, this is the time. Add emotion to your investment. Financing with the bank of your choice. Sign up from today. Spaces are limited, so call 6999-0303 or call 302-0303. The date is the 30th of June at the Acobea Real Estate Expo Fair.
Paso a paso, se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500.000 residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Well, the key to my
Like those two. That last one, that's Enrique Iglesias, and Do You Know, also known as the ping pong song, for obvious reasons. And what I liked about that was the way that the one from Genesis, which was No Son of Mine, started up, because it wasn't with ping pongs, but it was like a ticky-tock clock. Ticky-tock clock. Oh, I do have fun. there we go. Big thanks once again to Ricardo. For that really very, very interesting conversation. I mean, just learning about the world of auctioning. So Ricardo Campos with us this morning. We'll be reminding you, of course, today and tomorrow about the events coming up, the auction. So keep your ear. That sounds great fun. And Maggie was asking again where it was and if there was an entrance fee for tonight. I believe it's a couple of dollars to get in, and it's going to be at the brand new convention center, so it's a good opportunity to go and see what the convention center's like. I've not made it yet. Yasmin's got a couple of pieces of music for us. She's been digging around, so I'll see if I can find those, get them into the playlist for this morning. But in the meantime, I've got another piece of music for you. Comes from the Marshall Tucker Band. Little bit of flutiness at the beginning. Name of the track, by the way, I heard it in a love song. It's called Heard in a Love Song.
Heard in a Love Song.
The Marshall Tucker Band. If you keep an eye on the time, we're just making our way to 26 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. So we've got a few minutes to go. And I'll tell you what, let's go and have a word with Yasmin. I'm not going to bother walking down the hallway this morning. I'll teleport myself. Oh, hi, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, I'm teleported. Yes. We can do all sorts of things on this program, you know. What did you think of Ricardo, Senor Ricardo Campos? Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it was so interesting.
It's the first time I've had a chance to sit down and talk to an auctioneer. It's very interesting.
Really? It was my first time too, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. I like when I watched some of these Barrett auctions for car auctions on TV, and of course when we finished we were still chatting, and I asked him about these people that go in there and, you know, hustle between the people that are bidding. And it's interesting because he says, you get one to bid, and he said, it goes $1,000, then you go over to the other guy and try and get him to bid. And I think he called it, I can't remember what he called it, I've forgotten the name of it. Can you remember?
No.
But he gave us his name. So, this is... I said, no, it's not. He's a shit stirrer. She goes, he's just paid that much. Come on, you can do better than that. And then run back to the other guy. I love it.
Yeah.
And he pays good money a day to do that, yes.
Yeah.
So perhaps we're in the wrong business.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we go off and do something else. But no, very interesting. Enjoy that. Yeah. So don't forget, the auction. If you want to see... Ricardo in action. He's going to be doing that auction over the next few days. So it's going to be good fun. Go along and said, oh, do you want the breakfast show?
Yes.
Because now you've been to the new convention centre, haven't you? I've not been there yet.
Oh, yes. It's very interesting, very nice.
Because unless there's something on, it's not open. You can't just go in and wander around, can you?
I guess so.
Yeah. That's interesting. What they should do is, in London, we've got a thing called the Royal Festival Hall, which is a big... They've got big convention centres in there in the middle of... It's on the Thames. But also what they have in there, they have a big theatre. And so, of course, that means that it's being continuously sort of utilised. And they have, music concerts in there and some plays, I guess, sometimes, but mainly concerts. And that would be a good thing to do there because then it's active all the time.
Exactly.
So, and it would be a nice place to go as well.
But I guess this one is also active every week, I guess. They have different events. Because they have a lot of different rooms of different sizes, So they have conferences, maybe not that big for everyone, but they're always doing something.
Well, as Ricardo said, it's on par with, international conference centres, convention centres. So that'll bring people in.
Exactly.
Okay. What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday, just at home.
Okay. You don't lead as interesting life as Ingrid, really, do you? You could go out and look at the trees and go out on the street and tell us what cars are going by.
Yeah. I can do that too.
And today, what's on for today?
Today I have an event. We got an invitation from Purina Cat Show.
Oh, Cat Show?
Yes.
Oh, really?
They are going to show us a new food for cats.
Okay. Yeah, because I've heard of Purina cat food.
Hopefully they're going to have cats.
No, they're going to give it to the dogs. where are they having that event?
At Santa Maria Hotel.
Oh, okay. I'm sure they're going to have pussycats there.
Hopefully.
And I tell you what's going to be talking about that. We actually found, it was purely by chance one day, I think it was around by where the Discovery Centre, there was Zamello in that area. And they had a parrot competition.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they were giving awards to, the parrots that performed the best or spoke the most or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was really good because, how I love parrots. And it was really, really good fun. And there was one there, he'd been a winner before, and this parrot just never stopped talking. When the other parrots were getting up trying to do their bit, this parrot just did not shut up. I don't know. Anyway, then I went to the shops. This parrot just went on and on and on. So, it was obviously that when this parrot went off, it was going to win.
Wow.
Until it got up there with the owner and it refused to say anything.
Really?
Absolutely. That's the goddamn truth. It was so funny. It refused to say anything. It just sat there. And so I could see his little mind going, he says, this'll teach you. But all the more he sat there with the other, and then he just wouldn't stop talking. And then as soon as he got up and it was time for him to do his piece, his performance, never said a word, not a word, gosh. So anyway, it was probably for lunch the next day.
That's so funny.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. So I don't think I'll have that problem with the cats. I wonder if they'll do that thing where they put two different types of food, mm-hmm. and then the cat chooses the one that likes the best.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You never know, do you?
Mm-hmm, maybe.
Yeah.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay,
what happened.
That'll be exciting. It's Friday tomorrow. Mm-hmm. TGIF tomorrow, yes?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, I got information about the entrance fee.
Oh, yes.
It's $2 for general public and $1 for jubilados.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. All right. So they are. That's Maggie was asking about that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's $2 to get in, Maggie, and that is at the, as we were just saying, the new convention center over there at Amador.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Good. Mm-hmm. There we go. And now you've got a couple of days in music.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it born on this day today? Or?
Exactly.
Okay.
Born this day, in 1943, Florence Ballard. American vocalist, The Supremes, 1964 U.S. and U.K. number one single, Baby Love, plus 11 other U.S. number one singles. Ballard sang on 16 top 40 singles with the group, including 10 number one hits, and he died, sadly, on February 21st, 1976. That was my year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's your year, is it?
Yes.
Yes, not many years ago, is it really? Ooh, baby love. Diana Ross and the Supremes and Baby Love. I think they just called them Supremes, actually, in those days.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed they always sort of stick Diana Ross, because she was just a Supreme mm-hmm. to start with. But great track. I love Tamla Motown.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes, exactly.
I like a lot of things, really. Yeah. And tell us about your second one, because this one was a new one to me.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, okay. He was born in 1946. Billy Brown, American singer from The Moments, who had the 1970 U.S. number 3 single Love on a Two-Way Street. For contractual reasons, they changed their name to Ray, Goodman and Brown, and had further hits, including Special Lady.
I think I prefer them when they were The Moments. sounds better, doesn't it? The other one, Ray Goodman and Brown. It's sounds true. Like lawyers.
Uh-huh, exactly, yeah.
Ray Goodman and Brown. Yeah, definitely sounds like lawyers.
Yeah, the moment sounds like more romantic.
It does, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to play. From 1970, number 3 single, Love on a Two-Way Street. There we go, that's the moment, and Love on a Two-Way Street. And I tell you what, I can say in all honesty, Yasmin, I don't remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
You?
No, me neither.
No, so there we go, something new. We learn something every day.
But do you remember the moments? No.
No.
For Goodman and Brown?
No, I don't remember the law company either. No.
Wow, okay.
That's it, I guess. Well, we've only got about 6.5 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I tell you what, because I use Spotify quite often, I find it a good way of just finding music that I like relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do sometimes, they obviously, you know, look at what you listen to, and then they will produce a sort of like a playlist for you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went on Spotify last night, we were listening to it when we were having our dinner last night. They've compiled for me a list that's about 3 hours and something long, but of all the sort of 1970s ballads, which I like so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so listening to that, I was saying to Chrissy, how come I can remember most of the words to all these songs? and I can't remember why I go in the kitchen. And she was explaining to me, well, it's your long memory, so your memory going back all the time because it's not been, but your short-term memory, you see, that's what you're having problems with.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yes. So, I suppose if I want to know why I go to the kitchen, I have to wait a year until it becomes my long-term memory, and then I'll probably remember why I went into the kitchen, but it'll probably be a bit too late by then. But no, I do. I love the 1970s ballads. There's some beautiful.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And here's one of them that mm-hmm. I know all the words to.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't sing on the microphone. It's from Jim Croce.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I'll have to say I love you in a song. You remember this one?
Okay, yes.
Yeah, see if you remember it. Yeah. And first of all, I've got to play it. There we go. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know it's kind of late. I hope I didn't wake you, but what I've got to say can't wait. I know you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I had to say I love you in a song. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange. Every time I'm near you, I just run out of things to say. I know you'd understand. And every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. There's something that I just gotta say. I know you'd understand. Every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song.
There we go. Yes, lovely song, that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They were short, though,
because
that one was two and a half minutes long.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there we go. Yeah, Jim Croce. And I'll have to say I love you in a song.
Well, that was part of the playlist that you had.
That was one of the ones, yeah. Okay. There were a lot of them were like that.
Uh-huh.
Your song, Elton John, I think, was another one that was on there. That was also, there were also ballads.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, really nice. And bring back some good memories as well. Hey, I'm just trying to see if I. I think I just stopped something playing. What did I stop? Anyway, I'll sort that out in a minute. I was looking for. Don't stop. I'll just carry on my own. The world. Don't stop. Don't stop believing. I don't remember if I played this earlier on because Renee requested it.
Okay.
I'm going to put it on. If I didn't, I'm putting it on again. So because I like it anyway. I've only got a minute to go. You're only going to get a short version of this one, Renee. But she was saying that she was talking to a friend, saying we can't remember things that happen now, but we can remember things happened 40 years ago.
Exactly.
You got a minute of this one, but now I'll keep it on the playlist for tomorrow.
He took the midnight train going anywhere. Just the city
born, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
So it's not going on and on and on because I've got to wind it up. It's time for me to say bye-bye, but I have put it on my playlist for tomorrow. So Renee, make sure you're there. Journey, Don't Stop Believing. So there we go. See, now I couldn't remember. She says you did play it just before Ingrid. Well, there we go then, you see. I did play it, so that's got that sorted out. I'll still play it again tomorrow. Now, see what we mean by short-term memory, don't you? That brings us to the end of this morning's program. Big thanks to my special guest this morning, Senor Ricardo Campos, and do go along to the auction. Be able to see him in action. We're talking about the how the real estate auctions that are going to be taking place at Acobea. So there we go. Big thanks to Senor Ricardo Campos. Keep putting my O's and A's around the wrong way. So big thanks to him, and also big thanks, of course, to Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk, and also to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer. There's all our sort of social media and everything else. And big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby. He gets a lot of our background info for us on the program. And as always, the boys and girls at Grupo Grada keep us up and running. And to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Don't forget, if you want to join us, if you want to join the family, become one of our advertisers or sponsors, just give Yaz a call. You can call Yasmin on 223-5162, 223-5162. Well, that's it. Tomorrow, TGIF. Oh, exciting. And we're going to be playing some great music for you for 4 hours tomorrow morning, as well as Freaky Fun Facts Friday, and What, Where and When with Yasmin. So that's all happening here on The Breakfast Show tomorrow. So please, please, between now and then, whatever it is you're doing, look after yourselves, because I want to be talking to you, don't I? Tomorrow morning, not talking about you. So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.